In 1996, lawmakers lowered the age at which juveniles could be tried as adults. For crimes like attempted murder, kids as young as 10 would start in adult court with an option of being waived to juvenile court. For the two 12-year-old Waukesha girls accused of stabbing a friend 19 times, that means a judge will decide which court system they'll face. Waukesha County District Attorney Brad Schimmel says he'll fight to keep the girls in adult court.
Part of the concern with juvenile court is that it has a limited time frame. Yeah, we get them to 25 and that's it. They're done and there's nothing else we can do to monitor or supervise them.
Schimmel, who is also a candidate for state attorney general, says he isn't sure 13 years would be punishment enough for this case.
That would be, you know, one year for each year of the life of the victim. My gut reaction is that may not be long enough for something as serious as this.
Lindsay Draper is a former Milwaukee County Court Commissioner. He says the juvenile court changes stemmed from a perceived increase in violent crime in the 90s. He says the law was aimed at getting tough on youths involved in gang activity.
If you were to ask me who they were looking at and who they thought, who they were thinking about when they created this, it was certainly not a preteen Waukesha County girl.
Also, Draper says knowledge about brain development has come a long way in the past two decades. He says we now know reasoning and logic functions don't fully develop until people reach their early 20s. Draper says it all adds up to an extremely tough decision for the judge. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.